The 5th Congressional District's Republican primary was already shaping up to be a crowded one, but when incumbent Dan Burton announced his retirement, the race got considerably busier. Marion Mayor Wayne Siebold says he was asked to run for the seat 4 years ago, but only decided to enter the race once Burton retired.
Why run against somebody who's doing the things that you'd want him to do? You know, had we hoped he'd retire at some point? Yeah, absolutely, but we weren't going to do that until after he did.
Former Congressman David McIntosh entered the race last summer, and with Burton out, McIntosh is counting on his service in Congress to help him win another term.
It's been pretty positive because people understand that I know how the place works, so I can really make a difference.
But McIntosh has been dogged in the campaign by claims about his residency. After serving in Congress, McIntosh lived for some time in Virginia, and some of his opponents argue he's not a Hoosier resident any longer. But McIntosh says Indiana's always been his home.
One of the things we've been doing is telling people about my Hoosier roots growing up in Kendallville, that I live in Anderson now and have an Indiana driver's license. You wouldn't tell that from the mail that people are sending out.
The other top GOP fundraiser is former U.S. Attorney Susan Brooks, who bashed an absent McIntosh on his residency in a debate in April. Brooks is running on a platform highlighting the fact that this is her first political campaign.
They are not looking for career politicians. They are not looking for people who have been elected many times to many offices or who have run for many offices many times.
Former Marion County Coroner John McGough is no stranger to the 5th District race. He ran against Burton in 2008 and 2010. He says he's not concerned that he's getting outspent by McIntosh and Brooks.
In 2008, Dan Burton outraised me 5-1, and yet we nearly beat him. So it shows you that money isn't everything.
McGough takes an opposite tack from Brooks, saying his past experience as a candidate in the district helps set him apart from the pack.
We've been at this now for 5 years. I've banged personally on over 5,000 doors and attended 500 events. So I'm out there listening to what the people are saying.
Siebold says as mayor of Marion, he understands better than any other candidate what people on a local level are looking for.
This isn't just about, you know, some of the larger cities in the community. It's about every city in the district, and we hope that's going to, you know, give us a better understanding of what people want and what their fears are and what their concerns are, and take that to Washington.
Brooks says though her time as U.S. attorney often gets top billing on her resume, it's her recent experience working at Ivy Tech Community College that's helped her connect to the issue people care about most. Jobs.
I've been talking with employers as well as the unemployed on what we need to do to move this economy forward. What does government need to do to get out of the way so that businesses can create jobs?
Brooks, Siebold, McIntosh, and McGough are running against attorney Jack Lugar, software consultant.